The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have over 600,000 listeners here in the States and over 50,000 listeners overseas. We're so thankful that our listener keeps growing. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family and associates. If you have a topic that you would like us to talk about or have a guest on, go to viewers at Saving with Steve. Steve.us, that's viewers at savingwithsteve.us, and we're going to look at those topics, maybe have one of those topics on here in the future, or maybe even a guest that you'd like to hear from. Today, we're going to be talking about five things you can do financially right now to put yourself on a better footing. Now, we can't wait for this one. It's a new year, right? Your ability to effectively communicate will make all the difference in your future success, your income, and so on. How would you like to learn how to speak persuasively to coworkers, your boss, executive team, that potential new client or group of people whom you want them to utilize your service? If you don't speak well and persuasively, you might not get the promotion or onboard a new client or get your project through the planning committee. Don't worry, we have master speaker trainer, international speaker, and author, R.B. Robinson, to teach you how to speak like a speaking superstar in your industry. Millionaire Speaker Podcast. R.B., I just want to say, hey, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Not everybody just jumps into becoming a public speaking coach. So how did all that get started for you?
Well, great. Well, thank you for asking me because, Steve, I didn't plan on being a coach. It wasn't something that when I grew up, I said, I'm going to be a public speaking coach. It happened by accident. My degree is in information systems. I'm half geek. And I went to work out of college for a company by the name of Deloitte Haskins and Sales, now Deloitte, one of the big CPA firms. But I wasn't a CPA. My job was to set up financial accounting systems on microcomputers. We just got microcomputers in and teach bookkeepers and controllers how to automate their accounting because up until then, they were using manual accounting systems. So it was a revolutionary time. And my boss came to me one day and said, RB, I want you to get out there and start speaking and tell people that we're offering this brand new service. And I thought to myself, ah, piece of cake. I took one speech class in college. I knew everything there was to know about public speaking, or so I thought at the time. But I didn't land any clients. I didn't get any projects, nothing. And I knew that I better do something fast because I could lose this job. But I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I just was going out there and speaking and had no clue. And so one day this woman comes up to me after one of my talks and she said, honey, I hate to tell you this. And I'm like thinking, don't, right? The shoe's going to drop. But I said, well, what is it? And she said, honey, do you know that after every sentence, you say, okay. And I just, my jaw dropped. And the only thing I could think of saying back to her was, okay, but I got it, Steve, in that moment that I was the problem. That just because I could flap my jaw didn't make me a public speaker, that I needed to respect this thing called public speaking. So I decided in that moment that I was going to get trained, not only trained, but I was going to master it. I took classes, anything with public speaking or communication in the title I took, and I hired a coach and I read books. I did everything I could. And then the most amazing thing happened. The better I got, the better my clients got, and the more clients I got. And then my colleagues wanted to know what I was doing. I started teaching them. Then the big boss wanted me to teach these group communication skills to other consultants. And so that's where public speaking was born, was in corporate America for me. And then I used it throughout my 23-year career, not only to get clients, but for upward mobility within my own firm. It was great. And so then once after 23 years, I was at the highest I could go without being a CPA. And that was a senior manager. And by then the industry was so full of consultants. It just wasn't any fun anymore. I wasn't trailblazing anymore. So I decided it was time to make a change, but I didn't know what kind of change to make. So I prayed about it and God said, public speaking. So 17 years ago, I left corporate America, started my own business. And I, since that time, I've trained over 5,000 business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, you name it, and given over 3,500 speeches all over the world. Now, I don't say it to impress anybody, but to impress upon everyone that you can do it, that this too can be a lifestyle if you choose, but you too can use speaking to change the world, save lives, and make a difference.
I just thought of something funny. And it's so funny because I have a son. He's a senior. He's top of his class in electrical engineering. His worst class was public speaking. He got a B. He was so happy that he thankfully got a B. But he just says, you know what? All these other people look like they're on TED Talks, you know?
Right, right.
And all my, you know, engineering friends, they're afraid of standing up in front of people and talking. But the reality is they're probably could be better at it because they already have a process, just like you in IT, because once you learn the process, you're golden.
Amen. That's it. And when I got out of corporate America and into the public speaking arena, I looked for systems and processes already there. Why recreate the wheel? Well, there wasn't any. The closest that I found to one, Steve, was have a beginning, middle, and end. But no one would tell you what to put in the beginning, middle, and end. So I came along and I'm telling you exactly what steps to create a persuasive presentation that will get you business and change lives and get people, you know, if you're just trying to get people to think like you do, vote like you do, whatever it might be, this system will do it.
I want to help listeners understand the process by how you would go about coaching somebody to speak well in public.
Okay. First of all, I would introduce them to my system. And before we do my speaker system, which is the signature talk, that's the talk that you just give over and over and over to get business. But first of all, I would teach you how to do your core message, which is also another formula that I put together. The core message is what some people call the elevator speech, but I call it the core message because it's the essence of what you do. And from there, it's like your heart. And from there, everything else comes. Your professional story, the title of your talk, everything stems out of that core message. So once we've got that, we're at the very heart of what it is you do for clients. Then we start in the formula and or the system for developing actual speech, putting it together step by step.
Okay. When somebody is writing a speech, even it takes me a long time to write a speech if I'm doing something different. How does somebody get used to a room and get comfortable being on stage?
Practice, 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 training, training, training. So first of all, get trained because a lot of people will step on stage, especially business owners, because business owners don't look at themselves as speakers. So they think that they can just get away with murder, and you can't. Because if you step on stage when you're A, not trained, B, not practiced, C, not prepared, then you're going to lose business. It's going to have the opposite effect. So you want to make sure and reputation and future opportunities. So it's too costly to go out there without being trained, rehearsed, and of course, well prepared. Once you learn, once you've been trained, then I recommend that you practice 1 hour for every 2 minutes of presentation. So that means if you're going to do a 30-minute speech, Steve, you need to practice 15 hours. That's what makes you good. That's what actually makes you go from good to great. That's what helps you to always know your speech. You become the script so that nothing will throw you off. You won't forget what you're going to say, which is always a fear. And you'll have that kind of confidence to deliver not only a great speech for yourself, but really for your audience, because that's what they deserve. And when I talk about practicing, I'm talking about practicing it out loud, not reading it, not writing out your speech. I am against writing out your presentation, because then you become a prisoner of your own eloquent words. So don't outline only, and then just say it so many times out loud that you will become it. It's like that song, Steve, when we're in the car and we're listening to that popular song on the radio, and before we know it, we're driving around singing it. And it was like, we never set out to learn all the words, but we know all the words. That's what happens to our brain when we hear something over and over and over. So I recommend you speak it out loud, walk around your office, walk around the park, walk around wherever you need to.
Okay, I'm going to hold you right there because we have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more RV Robinson. This is so wonderful. If you're driving your car, going to work, you need to hear this stuff. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back. We're going to have some more with RV Robinson. I truly appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about our show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to your YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, New York City, as well as E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can also follow us on Facebook, join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club, savingwithsteve.us, and get all our replays, exclusive access to our after the show videos, guest gifts, and see all the behind the scenes. We're back here with RV Robinson. We were talking about, this is a, like a muscle, and you were just talking about practicing it and practicing it and practicing it. But it's like working out. I thought to myself, you know, I've written many speeches and all that kind of stuff, but it was really interesting that when I started thinking about how much time I actually spent going through it, it was a lot more than 15 hours. And it's one of those things where, and I'm not saying this is everybody, people have told me that that was outstanding when I've been completely prepared, but had some sort of thing happen just before, like horrible day, the whole shot, and you're rushing and grinding through your day. And all of a sudden you're there, you've got 4 minutes before you walk on stage. And for some reason, that's the best ever. And sometimes for me, that's the most authentic. Things go very, very well. And people are like, oh my God, I couldn't believe you just did that. You know, I'm curious, do you have a pre-speech routine?
Yes, I do have a pre-speech routine. And I recommend that everyone create their own. This is mine. I'm not recommending that this is for you. But I've been on stage with a lot of speakers and I've seen their pre-speech routine also. And I can share that with you. But my personal one is a mantra where I do two things. First, before the mantra, before I step on stage, I do one thing. I pray about it and I say, God, give me a shot of the Holy Spirit. That's all. Give me a shot of the Holy Spirit. It's like a shot of energy, right? It's better than Jolt Cola. Is that a well, I don't know. Is that a better than Red Bull, right? So both of the Holy Spirit. And then before I step on stage, I say, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Now, I don't say it out of ego. I say it because my audience deserves the best. And so does your audience. Every time you step on there, I know things happen. Like you said, something happened and you're like all jittered or whatever. That's going to happen once in a while. But for the most part, we can control what happens to us. In other words, if I have a speech, I make sure that I have a light morning, that I can just, you know, get up at ease and get ready at ease. And I'm not rushed and frazzled. I don't try to cram so much stuff in my schedule. Like today, Steve, I have 3 speaking engagements. You're one of them. And I have 2 more. And so I created my day so that I can come into those full on, full energy, full attention, playing my A game. So if you can plan your day like that around your speaking engagements, then you'll be less frazzled and there won't be time for these other things to kind of come in and bother you and get you off, because life works that way. It's going to try to knock you off your feet. So again, a mantra of some kind that gets you propelled into speaking. Now, I've seen a couple other speakers that what they do, they pace. That gets them going. They pace before they go. And some of them, you know, pray or whatever. But whatever propels you, and it's going to be different for everybody, that's what you want to do. But self-talk is so important. Do not step on stage or even close to the stage and tell yourself you're nervous or you're not prepared or you're not ready. You need to get ready because that audience deserves the best from you.
I totally agree with that. It's funny. My little mantra is I actually like to get there about 45 minutes early if it's a 30-minute talk. And I like to walk around the stage, look out the stage, yes, and say hello, like my little sound check. And then I go off in my corner and do my speech, not to myself, but out loud to the wall. And I practice everything from my hand gestures to my jokes. Try not to laugh at myself, but everybody has a process. I thought that's really cool. One of the biggest things that's happening right now is speaking virtually, and it's an entirely different environment.
Yes,
because people can look at the TV, their cell phone, they can go all different directions.
Yes.
And there's a process to that. What are some of the tips that you could help some of our listeners when they're dealing with that?
Glad you brought it up because it's so different. First of all, and I'm going to get to how to keep your audience engaged as well. But first of all, just know as a speaker, you're in control of everything now. See, when we would go in the live room, we would maybe speak in a, who knows, speak on a stage or maybe in a restaurant. We had no control. We had no control over the sound, no control over the environment, no control over the crowd or anything really, just only our message. But in this environment, we're in charge of everything. So it's very important to make sure you have lights. I've seen so many speakers present in the dark. If it is going to be on some video, you have to make sure you have a professional microphone so that people can hear you and it resonates with you. That's something that in the live world, we didn't have to worry about. Unless it was a big crowd and it was always provided for us. Mm-hmm. Same with the PowerPoint or the computer. It was provided for us. Now, guess what? If you're going to use PowerPoint, video, or anything else during your presentation, you better make sure you have a strong internet because there's nothing more frustrating to the audience than for you to be frozen in mid-sentence. So number one, we're in charge of everything. And just know that if you're going to speak in this environment, you need to invest in some possibly some new equipment. Number two, to keep your audience engaged, because yes, we are so competing with emails and people that have two screens and they're half listening to us and half not. You have to bring on your A game every single time. You have to, and what I do to help me is I stand up. So I have a stand up desk, because if I spoke on a live stage, I would be standing up. That's going to help you to have that kind of energy. You need to make sure you're well practiced and you're well rehearsed. Do not read the screen. We can see you reading the screen, right? Or a teleprompter. Be a professional speaker and know your material and just think of your audience. See, when you know your material, then you are free and you can get in that zone, and that zone will take you all the way through that screen. It's what I call speaking out of the box. When you're in the box, you actually reach people through the screen and pull them in to be with you, and they don't want to do anything except to be with you. So that's one of the tricks. You've just got to really imagine yourself going through that computer screen, reaching somebody's, not their neck, but reaching out to them and touching them and touching their heart.
What I'd like you to do is comment on PowerPoint, because I've been in a few presentations where, quite frankly, it was death by PowerPoint. So,
Oh, yes. Let me share that. So PowerPoint, like everything else, has changed. And when you're in a live room for 30-minute speech, I tell people, all my students, do not use PowerPoint. That is the kiss of death. But guess what? In this environment, I do accept it and train it. But here's the key. It has to be pictures. Nobody wants to see words on your PowerPoint. I don't care how eloquent you are. So stay away from words and let pictures do the talking. Videos are really powerful to open hearts in this environment. And then what I would recommend is a hybrid, so that it's not all PowerPoint. So start out, Steve, where you're starting out with just you, and you have the host spotlight you, so you're bigger than life, so no one, you know, can mistake you in a room of 100 people. Mm-hmm. And then you share, you do your thank yous, you do your attention grabbers, you do your professional story, you build rapport with your audience. Then when you get to the meat portion, and I teach my systems kind of like a sandwich, where the top piece is rapport, the bottom piece is close, and the middle is the meat or your educational pieces. That is on PowerPoint. So you switch over, right? You're like this, and then you just go, let me share my screen. By then, if you bumble or fumble with your PowerPoint, nobody cares, because you've already built rapport. You've already given them great value. They already feel like they know you. So you can bumble and mumble. I mean, there's nothing worse than a speaker going, and here's Arby. And then I'm going, we've been on Zoom for a year and I still don't know what I'm doing. No. Build rapport first, and then you can mumble and fumble your way into the content, and then boom, give them the content. Then at the end, before you're ready for your close, you get out of it again, show your face, make sure everybody's good, look around, whatever. And if you're going to have questions, that's a good time to have them. If not, you go right into your close. Hopefully your close is one that you don't need a PowerPoint. Now, I would like to talk about closes, because it's so different in this environment. And after a year, I feel like I've got it down. So it used to be on the live stage, collect business cards, do a raffle. We would collect 100% of the business cards. That's not going to happen in the virtual world. I've tested it. You're lucky to get 25% doing a giveaway. So you can still do a giveaway. You can put in your link for a strategy session. You'll get two or three leads, where on the live stage, you would get five. So it's about 50% or less of the kind of response. If you're selling on this stage in this environment, let me give you the trick and the secret sauce for that. This is what I've experienced and what I've done. I just did a one-day event and I closed 40% of the room, right? One of my, I taught this secret sauce to one of my students who's brand new. She's in my mastermind, and she did her very first webinar, and she got 10 people there, and she sold 60% of the room. That's unheard of when it's your very first webinar.
And that's great.
So I know this works. That's proof. So here's the secret sauce. Make sure you do add bonuses, but not too many. the more bonuses you add, the less attractive it is because people are overwhelmed and they go, oh God, I'll never watch all those videos. I'll never do that. And again, I had to try this the hard way, right? Cost me money trying what I'm giving you for free here. And that is so just a couple little bonuses that people can easily watch if it's a video or go and get. And then you have the big price of whatever it is, and you want to drop it like 3/4 of the price. And dropping prices isn't new, but I'm talking about being real and real value. So I have a $4,000 speaker training, which I've had for years. And that's what it is. It's 4-day, $4,000. In the pandemic, nobody's going to spend 4 days with me. So I dropped it to a weekend, create your speech in a weekend. And you'd think I'd drop it half price. I dropped it down to $997 and people buy it like crazy. And how can I do that? Because I cut out 2 days. I cut out the 90-minute lunches, you know, and, yep. And I can do it for that. I'm sitting in my home. I'm with my husband and my dogs. So I can afford to take less and give more. So think about that. Drop it 3/4 and people will buy until the cows come home.
That's wonderful. Arvy, I need you to start telling people how they can connect with you, where they can go to watch and see your Million Dollar Speaker podcast, the whole shot.
My Million Dollar Speaker podcast is on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, all of the popular and unpopular podcasts. So you could go and see them anywhere. To get a hold of me, you could just email me. And that's Arvy, A-R-V-E-E, at Arvy Robinson. Or reach out to me on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm everywhere. Again, it's Arvy Robinson.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, take your life to a new level, whether it be business, personal, public. Just learn to be a good speaker. It'll make all the difference in the world. And since this money, this show is about the ins and outs of money, this could make a big difference in the ins and outs of your money. So Arvy, I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful week and stay safe and healthy. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Steve.
Bye. That was Arvy Robinson. She's an international speaking trainer. And if you want to make your life a little bit better because you learn how to speak the right way so you can get more clients, that promotion, and so on, you want to go check out Arvy Robinson. I think that was wonderful, helpful hints, especially that close. Never even thought of that. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve Show. Again, this is where we talk about the ins and outs of money. And right now, we're talking about money. Hey, what are five simple, smart financial moves that you can make this month right now? Okay. It was a year for financial strain for many Americans. Household debt, overall cost of living increased while median household income decreased. Setting up grand, big, gigantic financial goals may not be realistic for every budget, but there are still smart steps that you can take to shore up your finances. So the first thing is examine your spending. Household expenses changed drastically for many Americans over the past couple of years. pandemic relief, the stimulus programs, as well as reductions in certain expenses because of the restrictions, like commuting, travel, have added money back into some budgets. On the other hand, the overall lust across the living, as we just recently heard out on the news, is up 7%, while median household income is down 3%. And that's putting a squeeze on a lot of Americans. A New Year's is an ideal time to examine your budget. If you don't have a budget, start by pulling all your bank and credit card statements for the past 3 months. Add up your spending in different categories like house, food, eating out, vacation, self bills, utility bills, everything. List it all out there, okay? See what the average monthly budget looks like for you. Know how much you're spending now is great in creating a budget, because once you've built your budget, you can now compare it to your income to see how much room there is to progress towards your financial goals like saving and investing. You can then determine whether you need to increase your income or decrease your expenses. One of the big things about increasing your income is you can simply do that by adding a job or a side hack. And what I mean by that is you can go work for Home Depot, you can be a tutor, you can drive for Lyft or Uber or one of the other drive services. And you know what? You can make some extra money to bring money into the household. The other part is the expense reduction. You want to look at everything that you're doing, whether it to be your mortgage. Hey, can you refinance to get a lower payment? You want to try and find a way to make it automatic, robotic, so you don't even have to think about it. You already have a checking account where you have funds from your payroll go right into it. Did you know you can set up a second or third distribution from your payroll? So think about this. Besides having the distribution go to your paycheck for your income and that distribution go to your 401k, why don't you set up another one for vacations, emergency fund, and designate so much money out each and every month to go to those other accounts. That way you'll be funding your travel account or your emergency fund and won't even think about it. In fact, you won't even miss the money because it's already in the account. Look at these things. They can make a difference in your life, especially if you start doing them right now. That's it with me. This is Steve Saxton with Saving with Steve. And with that, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Saxton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Saxton on UK Health Radio.